Israel's Supreme Court today reversed a ban on two Arab members of parliament, permitting them to participate in the January 28th general election. Last week, Israel's Elections Commission disqualified the two men, accusing them of supporting Palestinian attacks on Israelis. Public opinion surveys released today in Israel show that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's wide lead over opponent Amram Mitzna may be in jeopardy due to a growing bribery scandal. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Did the court give reasons for overturning the ban on the two Arabs?
The reasons are coming later because this was rendered, this decision, on a very tight deadline. But we do know that all 11 justices on the panel voted to overturn the ban on Ahmad Tibi and on the slate of candidates from the Balad party. The other Israeli-Arab candidate, Azmi Bashara, was cleared to run by a 7-4 majority. Now, that overturns an Elections Commission move to disqualify them on grounds of advocating violence against Israel and rejecting the Jewish character of the state. After the decision, Mr. Tibi, a former advisor to Yasser Arafat, said he was glad the court had blocked what he called an anti-democratic avalanche by the Israeli right wing. Some analysts are saying this ruling may be most significant because it might avert what looked to be a massive boycott of the election by Arab Israelis, who make up about 20% of the population.
There were also decisions affecting Jewish candidates.
Yes, the court rejected a move to block the candidacy of Baruch Marzel of the far-right Harut party. His critics charged that as a former follower of the outlawed Kach movement, Marzel should be disqualified, but that challenge failed both with the commission and again today with the high court, so he will be able to run. The defense minister, Shaul Mofaz, however, was disqualified on technical grounds. The former army chief of staff hadn't completed the mandatory 6-month cooling-off period between leaving the army and becoming a candidate. Right-wing Likud member Moshe Feiglin was also not permitted to run.
Now, what about these allegations of financial misconduct by Ariel Sharon?
Well, Mr. Sharon says he's the victim of a, quote, despicable political plot. He's vowing to fight these allegations, which involve a loan from a South African businessman and some allegations of misleading investigators. The issue has really been magnified by the timing. Election day is only 19 days away, and this controversy is absolutely dominating the headlines and the news broadcasts here. The big question, of course, how much damage is this really doing to the Likud party? The latest opinion polls have party activists worried. In the Israeli system, of course, you vote for parties, not individuals. And today's Haaretz newspaper poll shows Likud down to 27 seats, and that's down from 41 just a few weeks ago. Other polls show Likud holding onto a larger lead, but the trend is definitely down, and Sharon needs to do something to turn things around.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.